Uncle Remus. Uncle Remus.
Yeah, is little Miss Nibbly.
What are you doing feeding the pigs, Uncle Remus?
Of course not, honey child. You don't have to feed pigs. Just put something down and they feed themselves.
Uncle Remus.
Well, it's the truth, honey. Eating comes as natural to pigs as flying do to a robin. Oh, and that make me remember, Miss Nissa, afore you and your nice mama set out to do some more of that Christmas shopping, is you got time for just a little story about Sis Robin Redbreast's little boy, Junior?
Oh, yes, Uncle Remus.
Well, I tell you what, dear. Just set your sweet little self down here on this old log. Now light up this old cyan-cob pipe, and we'll get to the telling in about two shakes of Brer Fox's bushy tail. Yes, it certainly was a beautiful December morning. The whole forest was washed in dancing sunbeams, and everybody was up early enjoying it. This robin was way up on the topmost branch of the old oak tree, giving her little boy Robin Jr. his singing lesson. And right down under that same old oak tree was old Brer Fox, a-sittin' and a-grinnin' and a-lickin' his chops with joy. But there was something about the way Brer Fox was so happy that just didn't look right no how.
Dee-dum, dee-dee, dee-dum-dum, dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dum. Yes, sir. I feel it in my bones. This is gonna be my big day. Today I eat in style. That little Brer Rabbit be long any minute now. He just can't resist Sis Robin singing. I'll have him for the main course. Then for dessert, I'll have me a nice fat robin. 'Cause when Sis Robin's little boy takes his first flying lesson this morning, I'll be ready. Uh-oh, here he come.
Well, I'm here, old Sis Robin, just singing in the tree, and it makes me feel so happy. I can sing Charlie, Charlie.
Just net him. He'll sing a different tune any minute now, if not sooner.
Oh, I feel so good this morning. I could hop 1,000 feet. 'Cause old Brer Fox is still in bed and cannot sleep and eat.
Don't you think, Brer Rabbit, I got you? My main course.
Let me go, Brer Fox. Please, let me go.
Quiet. Quiet, Brer Rabbit. Hush your mouth. You was interfering with my musical appreciation.
You is kind of messing up my life, too, Brer Fox.
Hush. Hush, you hear me?
You ain't gonna eat me before Christmas, is you, Brer Fox?
I sure you. Go eat you before the sun go down this day.
Please don't eat me laugh at Christmas, Brer Fox. I've been such a good boy the whole year.
What has being a good boy got to do with Brer Rabbit?
I want to see what Santa Claus gonna bring me for being so good.
You don't have to worry about Christmas, Brer Rabbit. Your Christmas is over.
You mean that you gonna eat me right away?
Right after I eat young Robin up there.
What make you think you gonna eat young Robin, Brer Fox?
Look, up on the branch of the old oak tree, Sis Robin. They're getting ready to give young Robin a singing lesson, Brer Rabbit.
You is heavy, Brer Fox.
And right after Sis Robin give him a singing lesson, she usually give him a flying lesson. And this time, I gonna be here to change the flying lesson to a frying lesson.
Yes, indeed, honey. Old Brer Fox meant every word he say, 'cause there won't nothing he'd like better to do than have a nice, fat young robin in the frying pan. Now, back on the branch of the old oak tree, Sis Robin and young Robin Jr., not knowing what was going on down the ground under the branch, got on with the singing lesson.
Now, let me see you do your best, son. I can't, Mama. I just can't. Can't hard, child. Can't hard. Now listen to this. Try that. I can't, Mama. Try it, I say. Oh, can't you do no better than that? I'm too little. I tell you what, Mama. You sing me a nice, pretty song, and I'll listen. In that way, maybe I can learn to sing, too.
Well, honey child, when the little robin asked Sis Robin for the sing, she felt so proud that she sang this song all for him.
Won't that pretty, Brer Fox?
Quiet, Brer Rabbit.
Someday, little Robin Jr. will be able to sing like that. I hope.
Not if I got anything to do with it, he won't.
You still gonna eat him?
Young Robin, a choice morsel, Brer Rabbit. Do I get the chance to eat him? Then count him as that. Then I go eat you. You the main meal. He the dessert. You don't mind if I eat my dessert first. Does you, Brer Rabbit?
I don't care if you don't never use me, Brer Fox. Please let me loose.
Lay still.
Poor little Robin Jr. It's a sin to eat something that'll sing so pretty. Listen. Listen, Brer Fox.
On the treetop. Only time I can sing is on a full stomach.
Sound like you got a pain in your stomach the way you sing.
Rock him over this way, Sis Robin. Rock him over here towards me, Sis Robin.
Just a drooling. I wish you could see your chops. They're just a drooling.
Yes, sir. Little Brer Rabbit sure was right but old Brer Fox's chops. 'Cause you ever done seen anybody's mouth watering at old Brer Fox's that morning underneath the branch of the old oak tree. While back up on the branch, Sis Robin was finishing the singing lesson.
Yeah, I guess that'll be all for today, son. That'll be all. Oh, thank you, Mama. Now get ready for the flying lesson. Oh, no. No, Mama. I'm afraid. You're not gonna hurt you, honey. Your mama right here with you. What you afraid of? I don't know. I just afraid. My little wings is too little, and it's so far to the ground.
Poor little Robin Jr. He wanted his mama to think he was brave and weren't afraid to learn to fly like he was. But his wings were so little, and the ground was so far away. And so it was that old Sis Robin had to take the matter in hand.
Now listen here, child. You got to learn to fly one of these days, and a day might as well be it.
I'm scared, Mama. I'm afraid.
What you getting so big? If you don't learn to fly now, you never will. Come on. Remember what your mama tell you, that's all. Flap your wings and spread your tail feathers. Now, here you go.
Oh, here come a desert.
Brer Fox, you are a feed in fox's clothing.
And with that, old Sis Robin took a beak and gently pushed little Robin Jr. off the branch.
Well, fast forward. Flap your wings! Flap your wings!
Use your tail feathers, little rabbit.
Keep out of this, Brer Rabbit. That's my dessert, not your own.
But the poor little rabbit forgot all about flapping his wings, forgot all about using his tail feathers, and down, down, down like a rock straight for the ground where old Brer Fox was awaiting with his mouth wide open. Down, down, right smack into the middle of old Brer Fox's big mouth he went. There was the little robin, right inside of Brer Fox's mouth. And Sis Robin was a-flying around and a-diving and a-fighting and a-pecking old Brer Fox with all her might. But he wouldn't turn loose, and what's more, he wouldn't move from where he was holding Brer Rabbit down on the ground underneath of the tree.
My baby! Oh, my baby! Oh, my baby!
Screamed old Sis Robin. But honey, it looked like it was all over. And it would have been, too, if it hadn't have been for right then and there. Little Brer Rabbit done become a hero and done something he ain't never done did before nor since. He stretched his neck way around from underneath where old Brer Fox was sitting on it. Craned his neck way around like that. And bit Brer Fox right in the middle of his big bushy tail.
Ow! My tail!
The old Brer Fox. And when he opened his mouth to say, ow, little Robin Jr. remembered to flap his wings and flew away. And when old Brer Fox jumped up high off the ground to try and catch him, little Brer Rabbit got away too. So you see, children, if you tries to be like Brer Fox and eat your dessert first, he's most liable not to get no dinner at all.
Uncle Remus, that was a good story.
Thank you, little Miss Missy. And now run along with your mommy and do that Christmas shopping. Come see old Uncle Remus again soon. Real soon, honey. Because if you could see the stories under this old gray head of mine, you'd know that they were stories just special for little children like you. Yeah. Get along, Miss Honeychild.